Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.
Our journey this morning into Jerusalem begins from the Gospel of St. Mark.
When Jesus and the disciples were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back immediately.'" The disciples went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" Then Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Scriptures of hosannas and magnificent entry, and then we hear at Hilltop saying, "Jesus, remember me when you came into your kingdom." Jarring, isn't it? Yes, Jesus had entered the holy city of Jerusalem, but quickly, oh so quickly, there are those who would put him to death.
It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. For they said, "Not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people." Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray Jesus to them. When they heard it, they were greatly pleased and promised to give Judas money. So he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. Think of Jerusalem as our bodies. When something that is foreign to what our bodies are used to enters into our system, everything within us seeks to move and repel this object from ourselves. And this is how the religious leaders in Jerusalem were reacting towards Jesus. They sought to rid him from their presence. But before Jesus could be repelled, he would remember the Passover with his closest friends.
On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. And wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?'" So the disciples set out and went to the city and found everything as Jesus had told them. And they prepared the Passover meal. And when the disciples had taken their places at the meal and were eating, Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." The disciples began to be distressed and say to Jesus one after another, "Surely not I." Jesus said to the disciples, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the..."
And after singing a hymn, went out to the Mount of Olives.
And Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though all become deserters, I will not." Jesus said to Peter, "Truly, I tell you, this day, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But Peter said vehemently, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And all of them said the same.
Immediately, while Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. And with him, there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign saying, "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when Judas came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on Jesus and arrested him. But one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to them, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I was a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." All of them deserted and fled.
They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, elders, and the scribes were assembled. Peter had followed Jesus at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he was sitting with the guards, warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priest and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many gave false testimony against Jesus, and their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?" But Jesus was silent and did not answer. Again, the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "You say I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest said, "Why do we still need witnesses? You've heard the blasphemy. What is your decision?" All of them condemned him as deserving death.
We know, of course, that Peter would indeed deny Jesus just as he had said, and all the disciples would flee to save their own lives. It was customary at the Passover for Pilate to release a prisoner, anyone from whom they asked. Now, a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the King of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed Jesus over. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again, "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the King of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
After mocking Jesus, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. He was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. And they offered Jesus wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." Please hum this time, hum.
And with Jesus they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads, saying, "Ah, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3:00, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son."
Oh,
There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph and Salome. These women used to follow Jesus and provided for him when he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, this is the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate wondered if Jesus were already dead, and summoning the centurion, Pilate asked him whether Jesus had been dead for some time. When Pilate learned from the centurion that Jesus was dead, Pilate granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth, and taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where the body was laid.
Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.